kuke ji a yanzu akan tasha ta Dudu Spree FM domin kaya ta nishadi a kasan Afrika. Kar ku canza, a tsaya chak a tashar. Kemi ke Dudu Spree FM ba kem bon ton ku bon kemendi senfo.
This is Dudu Spree FM, Pan African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. It is always a pleasure to be here. I say it is wonderful to have you here today. On African Youth Parliament, we always talk about things in Africa that most people avoid. But first, a very big thank you to Dudu Spree from the first and only truly Pan-African Radio for this wonderful opportunity. Because it is only with Dudu Spree that we can have this opportunity. And we say a very big thank you. And to everybody who is listening to us live on Dudu Spree FM, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you there for us. And to everybody watching us live on YouTube right now, I say a very big thank you. To everybody on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, wherever you are listening to us right now, we say a very big thank you. This is Africa Youth Parliament, and this is Dudu Spree Media House. So, and I am your honorable host, Damai. For the past week, we've been discussing things. In fact, today is part 7 of this conversation. We've been talking about colonialism in Africa, the effect of colonialism. For many years now, after we were colonized, we had a change in the ways we do things, in the ways we experience things. We had a change in our lifestyle, in our life setting. Every aspect of our lives was affected one way or the other, and it was affected tangibly. The way we lived before we were colonized is now very different from how we live. Only very few people are able to conserve and reserve and live that life they used to live before, the positive aspect. So, but today we're not here to talk about how bad colonialism. Is, we're just here to compare how we lived before and how we live now. We're here to see why we should continue this way or why we should just look over it. You know, colonialism is wonderful in the way it has been, but it has left so many scars. They've brought good things in, but they've taken many good things out too. But you will be the judge, you'll be the one to talk about it. I'm just here to listen to what you have to say, and at the end of the day, just give a closing speech on that. I'll give you what I have in mind, and you give me what you have in mind. And today, we are happy to have some people in the house. We welcome you, Ajoke Ade, Famu Iwa. Wow. So it is so good to have you in the house. And Saifa Ileoluwa Omoroba. It is so good to have you in the house. So today, what we're expecting us to join us too. So today, we're having a conversation, a discussion, you can almost call it a debate, on the health sector. Effect of colonialism on Africa, on the African continent. So we're talking about the health sector today. The health sector of Africa has suffered brutality too. The health sector of Africa has changed too in a way. And so, has it changed for better? Has it changed for worse? It is not for me to say, it is for you to say. So, and we also like to point it out that there was a certain way the health sector functioned. There's a certain way the health sector was before time, before the colonialism. But after the colonialism, everything changed. What about the health of the people, how people lived, how people treated themselves, the kind of medications they used, the kind of things they used to treat themselves and everything all around that, how it was before and how it is now. You know, I can point out that we were not using tablets and injections and syringes and those things now. I can point out that the kind of drugs people used before is not the same kind of drugs they use now. I can point out verily that the kind of sicknesses we're battling then and not the kinds of sicknesses we are battling now. I can even point out that the frequency of getting sick then is not the same frequency we get sick now. And ultimately, our life expectancy has changed. The age, the number of years we used to live before is not the number of years we live now. And even if you see a 70 years old man, you can see that this man is old compared to before, where a 70 years old man can still probably go and walk and jog and even ride bicycle and still walk on his farm. So this health sector is another aspect where we need to touch. We can understand that every part of Africa has been affected, and I've been picking it one after the other, from our education system, to our dressing, to the kind of food we eat. And you will notice that the kind of food we eat affects our health, which we treated last week, and that is our coming on health today. So every part of Africa has been touched in one way or the other, and that is what we're here to discuss today. We are not just here to talk about it, we're also here to provide and offer solutions, suggest solutions, what governments could do. And it doesn't depend on the government, it depends on you too. What can you do to change the world? We are the change we want to see. Change starts with me and you. Dudu Spree has come with the offer of change. It is left to you to accept it. So on this case now, on this note, I would like to invite the first speaker for the day. So Saifa Legiodua, what would you like to say about this? The effect of colonialism on Africa. So the health sector. So what is going on in the health sector in Africa now? Is it better than it used to be? Or is it worse? The kind of drugs we take, the effects of the drugs, the aftermath of the drugs, the kind of sicknesses we face, the effect of these sicknesses, how these sicknesses are treated, and what do you think about it in general? That is what you have to say. And after this, we'll go to Ajokade. So, Saifa Ileyenua, thank you. Let us have what you want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Speaker. It's a pleasure having me here today. Talking about the effect of colonization on health, it has really gone a long way, because when we talk about these health issues, to me, I feel as if it's every day we come to the notice of outbreak of virus and disease, new diseases, new viruses every day. And I was like, wait, is this the way it was during my forefather's time? Is this the way it was every day? New this, new that. And someone said, I asked someone about this about 3 days ago, and that the new days, is there anything like untimely death, can you come really cool, can you come virus? And they were like, according to spirituality, then there's some things we don't do, like deforestation, there are some trees we don't cut down, that we believe that there are some spirits that live in them. But nowadays, these things have been cut down, so the spirits will find a way to live, or find a place to live rather. So they are living in some people's body, and like, is that true? And he said a particular point that I picked. He said, according to Yoruba culture, for instance, a pregnant woman is not supposed to work at midday and at midnight. And nowadays, even people, you see their parents working in midday, they don't care about the time. And they say these things happen to them, like a lot of things happen to them. And why are we not considering this fact? And okay, how many you'll be abuku, like there's nothing like SS if I right and correct to my father, like, oh, we're gonna be SSS, can you call SS Pro Max, 14 Pro Max? All you know is are these people eligible, can they marry or can they not? So they'll see the results if possible, but now love test, love things we do every day. And if it comes to, we think about it, we now pay a lot of money just to take care of our health issue. I was watching a man giving a feedback about his trip in India. He said when he went there, he was sick, and they took care of him. He did not pay a dime until he was okay. I'm like, but in Nigeria, even if it's 10K, that it will cost for the surgery, it's until you pay that money before the person will receive the normal treatment, even if the person will die. What is going on? Are these people, these doctors, are they saving lives or they are taking lives? That's if we are now using this issue of some other ways, is because you would say because of money you would treat someone and you call yourself a lifesaver. That is totally bad. And this drugs issue, there are a lot of drugs every day. Every day, let me share, you hear, can you come, can you come, can you come? There was a lot, I was wondering, the host, do you know that our forefathers, when you are sick and you say, they ask you, there's a particular leaf. Only the leaf is like mental. Forehead. It actually works like a poliki, all those balm, and a leaf. It's what they will give you. But when you consult the pharmacist, they will give you drugs. And what you not tell is, if symptoms persist about 7 days, please consult a doctor because they are not sure if it will work. So a lot of these things have actually, like this, you using foreign treatments and drugs. Okay, now this have I won't go to phone or mercury, become a mother, my lobby, codeine, conflict. So now some people are not taking it as for emotional, like normal thing. Like some take drugs every day. If you ask them, you don't know, codeine, I show sick, and you know, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. I look at the pills. Then overdose usage one from Ogunyibo. But you see overdose ni Ogunyibile. Obaje euroju ori amapa possible. But there are a lot of overdose in this foreign treatment, and a lot of things is really changing though, because see about we she it should be our community our community and our yeah. Should be the scan or one look. She's not the one thing. Ni odo ya ya mi basimo so run this woman actually she do in kombile. My mommy said see I'm afa was scan for alaboyu ni bile. There's a particular object and mirror tomalu te ko ma wo omo yen life in the mirror bo me o ma yi omo yen o ma ye scan from kere like alaboyu to wa no yun ya. So it's not that I'm killing you or effective, but because our new youth, they feel like these things are demonic and so can you call your account, they have tagged the name. If you can just go back to the time of see in Kobashi, instead of you quickly taking this drug and combining, see like okay, even now they say for the next thing is prastamo. But it's not every for that attracts prastamo. Because only people open to this shit. Yeah, different type of only for if you ask your boss, like oh like me, my name was sharp, but I know that they are different type of only for sure. So but as you believe by every before is prastamo. So if you can I'm thinking what we can do is the regular user, like see about even if it's small spoon. Someone said something yesterday that our pastor, give him a low, come on, like, they'll tell you it's bad, it's demonic, which is a lie. Because I don't know, it's in the Bible, of course. All on that, we take before you know, it is there. But, confess, come on, learning. So let me just set my case down. Well, speaker, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Ilegi Oluwa. I really appreciate that. It is good to have you speak. It is good to listen to you, and I appreciate that. So now, we would like to look at it also from this dimension. This is a question, it is an highlight too. You see that the way we even use the kind of medications we use now these days, they are foreign majorly. Over 90% of them are foreign. And now the problem is, the question is it that we are not capable of rebranding the kind of medication we used to use before, of making it work faster, because some even work faster than the so-called tablet. Though many people have said, yeah, I know that if you just use an injection, everything, it goes straight to your life, bloodstream, and we have medications that can actually work a lot faster than that, or as fast as that can, according to research. So is it that we're unable to rebrand our own and repackage it and represent it? We can present it in another form that it will be so, you know, wonderful. But, you know, also now we also have to consider the fact that medication is best used and as it, at its most medieval state, at its most simplest state. By the time you refine, you package, put preservatives and all those things, it will affect the person taking the medication at the end of the day. It might have little effect, but at the end of the day, at the long run, the effect will be bigger than that. But also, if you look at it from this other angle, people majorly, whenever I talk about things like this, African medication, what people go to is always, you know, the men who take drugs to perform better in the bedroom. That is what I always like. All these alumobitas, all these bitters and gins and bitters and gins. And you, when I did my research, I realized that most of these companies are not even African companies. Some of them might have companies here, right here, yes. But also, the reason why that is what we sell the most is because that is what people are exposed to. Everybody does the business that works. Anything that brings in money is what they do. But now you understand, we have all this yala group of a thing. We have all these people who can tell you that, yeah, we buy Nikolo, we buy Nikolo, we buy Nikoja, we buy Nikoja, and so on and so forth. So now these are people that have this intelligence, but some of the times they don't, the people feel like this people is either they are, you know, they are not, they are against your religion or they are one thing or the other, but they're not just too enough for you. You understand? But also we now look at the effect that it is having in the community, the lack of natural people that can actually treat us. I'm not talking about doctors and nurses now. So the lack of people that can actually treat you, like you got a gunshot wound now and you need someone to treat you, because if you go to the hospital, they will tell you you need a police report before they can touch you. So but now looking for people that can actually treat you, or yeah, that they could call out bullets from your body, we don't have those things anymore. So it is not like we're forgetting African health sector, like the original way Africa treats people. So we're now replacing all that with the way these Europeans treat their own people, and that is what we have adopted. Is it that our own form of health sector, our own form of health care is inferior to their own? So now to answer these questions and to express our knowledge on this, let's call on so our next speaker, Ajoke Ade. Ajoke Ade, please, won't hear what you have to say about this. Please step up to the mic. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody in the parliament today. It's a great day to be alive and to be in the midst of sound minds. It is not popular, but it is something that the whole world needs. The rise of Africa is the rise of the whole world. I'm beginning to ruminate, and I discovered that Africa is the only continent that can survive without everybody. Africa can survive. It's the only continent that can survive, feed itself, treat itself, heal itself, rule itself, communicate with divinity by itself without the input of any foreign body. Go to other nations, they still come to Africa to either look for cobalt, for tin, for iron, for silver, for mercury, for gold, for diamond, for crude oil. We've got all these and much more. Everything we have on the continent of Africa, they have somewhat somewhere. But I will tell you that there are things we have that they will never, can never, and may never have. So when the white man came to Africa, to be precise, the tropics, they died of malaria. So why is it that today they are now the ones giving us malaria medication? Then something is wrong somewhere. When they came, they knew no jack about this medicine. Even when you are talking about injection, the Yoruba equivalent for injection is abere, and abere came from the word bere, sing bere. So when you are talking about making incisions on the body to give medication, started in Yoruba land. So when I see people now saying that, mi o kin gba abere mo le sin abere, that means you don't know the history. This abere even started from us. So when we are talking about the contemporary medicine, if you know the history of medicine in Europe and America, you will be disgusted. Because we knew what they did with the late Washington is in the history. We can just Google it. Before, the whites believed that when you are sick, they will drain the whole of your body to remove the old disease. That's their own placebo. And many of them died through that process. So going back in retrospect, something happened to us. We were cut off development. And that is the effect of colonialism on Africa. So right now we are dealing with the effect of colonialism subjugated under neo-colonialism. Let me throw a shot at the present president in Nigeria, Baba Bola Ahmed Tinubu. They wanted to deregulate the oil sector, doing well. But you will see that they would still go back to the whites to help them. That's what they've been doing. They can do no jack. They can do no jack without, you know, like begging and, you know, pleading with these aliens to help them deal with their problems. What cost a forward-thinking government to now say that all the petrochemical engineers in the so-called Nigeria, if you don't have sound mind in Nigeria, go to the neighboring country, Ghana, Ethiopia, Kenya, Cameroon, move around Africa. But until, you see, our leaders have inferiority complex. That is why the likes of Bill Gates can come on our land and they will be passing bills that will make them bring out organs from a living human beings. When in their own land, for them to actually bring out organs, the person has to be brain dead. Brain dead. That means the nervous system will not be functional. That is why they will be exporting. Put it to them. They have decided to demonize our own medicine because they don't want us to develop. It has a lot to do with our mindset. It has a lot to do with, I did not even know we would be doing this today, but I guess there's a way the Irumoles, we guide some of us in the way to go. You know, about 2 weeks ago, I started with Efirin. So when I feel headache, I pluck 3 leaves and I eat it. Voila, the headache leaves. Gastia. Now, 2 weeks ago now, and I started with the lemongrass leaves. Those who came around, they took it. It's because I was taking it in my house. Lemongrass. Then I got some other herbs that are gotten from the eastern part of Nigeria, the Igbo land to be precise. And that is what I used to. I take it every morning with the Efirin. Now, what I discovered this afternoon before coming on air was the color of my urine was no longer, you know, that yellowish colored urine that you normally have, and you'll be wondering, the fact that of this whole story is the fact that the aphrodisiac can actually be overdosed. So many people have died because of it. We have the research reports. And then sometimes they say they want lumagun. But when you check the autopsy, we discovered that the heart low pack up at that time. And the person wanted to talk when you're on the bed in the other room. It happened to one of my grand uncles. So that's why I'm just talking about this. Who happened to be a politician in Ekiti. So it became viral at that time. Not to my joy, but these are some of the things that happened. So then another case is the fact that young men in their 40s, if they've started using these allometers in their 20s, in their 40s, most of them end up with kidney diseases and kidney stones. You know, all this is, they are in the report right now. So taking it further, the first thing is to let us know that every medication has a level of poison. Every medication is a poison in itself. And to come out of it is to remove the poison. And going forward, we must put our own medications under clinical researches, get what works for what, when, and how. And if the methodological of the Oyinbos is not working for us, let us have our own yardstick. There's always a concept that is called the constant K for everything in nature, which our forefathers we call Ewo. The constant K that causes the equilibrium, the yin yang in Chinese. So we must work on it. And let us stop deceiving ourselves. Something happened to my son yesterday night. He was hiccuping. Biologically, I knew that when he's hiccuping, it has been proven, we did it, we practicalized it, and everybody can do it. If somebody is hiccuping, if you tell the person, any surprise, we stop the hiccuping, because the connection between the brain and the diaphragm below the belly, you know, the lungs, there's a way that you should stop it, and the hiccup will stop. So my son was hiccuping, and I told my husband, I'm going to practicalize this thing, and you see it's going to stop. So my son was coming, hiccuping, and I just shouted, surprise. So and the boy, you know, he shiver and the hiccup. So I said, you should work for your hiccup. He said, it worked. Mama, it worked. So the next time he was hiccup, he said, I should do it for him. I said, since you knew what I would do, it's not going to work. So I have to look another thing to make you, you know, that is science. Science has proven that. And I can actually practicalize it anywhere in the world with any human species, and it will work. So right now, our medication is still in the primitive stage where we cannot prove some things. I was in a seminar, and we were talking about AWOL, talking about all these things there are some things that are being told that you can't actually sell in the market because it cannot be proven. It has a lot to do with our mindset. If you believe it, it's going to affect you, and it will. In fact, I became scared because as far as even when somebody say negative words or wish you negativity, that can happen to you. So like all these things, it makes us care and try to avoid this whole thing about our medication. But it starts with our mindset. The Oyinbos used to have it too. They overcame it. We would not overcome until we rise and we are intentional. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ajakade. It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to hear you speak. And indeed, yes, I am sure Olodumare has inspired us. I want him a lot to inspire us. So, as at Thursday, I wanted us to discuss something different. But I just felt like, no, we should do this one. So now on this health sector, like you have said, we have to look for our own way. And concerning taboos, it is real, but most people, due to religious fanatism, and due to their new change of orientation, you know, believing that all those things are just and are not there, you know, we realize that they are now feeling, thinking, assuming that taboos are not real. But at the end of the day, these things are very real for everybody, for every man, for every making. Even see, yeah, they say superstition, exactly. Thank you very much, Rafe. So now, allergy and so on and so on. I don't know if I have any allergy. I've not realized. I've not noticed. So probably, but probably not. So, but also we have things like that. At least I'm not saying the Oyinbo allergy is spiritual, but because our lifestyle, our life,
Every part of us is infused in everything. Everything is everything. Everything works together with everything. If you alter one, you alter all. That is how we are as Africans. Now, if we talk about how also these people have affected our health sector, is it in the generator they brought in? Yeah, we know electricity is good. Electricity is wonderful. But at the end of the day, if you look at the effect of all these things in the, at the long run, it is not worth it. It is damaging our lives, reducing our lifespan, damaging the ozone layer, and so on. Is it the cars? Is it what more? We can talk about it all day. So, but now, the health sector is deteriorating, and Africans are only, if you want to study nursing medicine now, if you mistakenly tell someone that I'm studying medicine, I tell them, they ask me, be probably, what kind of medicine or what aspect? I tell them, tradomedical. Like you are in the field of tradomedicals, like tradomedical, you know, they'll feel like, what is that? Because our traditional has been looked down upon, and religion has played a major role. Oyibo has played a major role, telling us, I was watching many YouTube videos, how this thing, every corner of Yoruba land before had Elewe Olegbo, all those things, and they were selling big. And it was cheap. Everybody had health. Health is just at your fingertip. Apart from the fact that you're eating good food, like Ajoke Ade said, she's eating leaves, and so much lemongrass. Hey, I can't remember the last time I saw lemongrass. If I want to get I have to go to the market to buy something everybody used to have. Apart from the fact that these leaves, if you plant them around you, they help you with the atmosphere. They help you with oxygen. Because of the waste, don't worry, released into the atmosphere, they help you with all these. One, and consuming them alone is health to you. So, but now we don't have access to all that. Everything now. You see, bitter leaf, when they want to change bitter leaf, or when they've picked up bitter leaf, we make bitter leaf soup. We've been making it for years. We eat bitter leaf, we squeeze bitter leaf and drink the water. We've been doing this, but they, I think, it's a new discovery. And do you know what they want to do to bitter leaf? They want to make it into a pill. Personally, I have the opinion, like, we don't need to do that. In Africa, I'm not talking about that. Do you know, even those simplest method makes it accessible. By the time they make it into a pill, listen, one pill can become 100 naira. I'm just using that. And that one pill, if you go to the market, by the time you get your freshly cut bitter leaf, that's if you're buying it, or if you don't have it in your house, like Ajoke Ade. So if you are buying it, if you buy 100 naira bitter leaf, it is what's more, it will do you more good than that pill. So this and that and this and that is enough things in our health sector. So like we said, like Dudu Spree is saying, Africans, we need to wake up. Like AYP, African Youth Parliament, is saying, Nani, that is a Yoruba word, adage, or what will I call it, that my mom tells me a lot. So we should appreciate what we have, look for ways to rebrand it, look for ways to make it better. And this will help us a lot because, number one, if we reduce the cost, we won't have to spend so much on drugs. And Chemo, you're fake. I've not seen how you make fake infinity leaf, but fake pharmaceuticals, customs, when I'm reading some news, customs officers arresting people, NAFTAC arresting people, NDLE arresting people for use of drugs. If you now go to how they are intentionally, now I was reading another news about, I don't know who brought it to me, I don't know how I got to the news, but I was reading about cigarettes. They always tell you on the cigarette packs that smokers are liable to die young. Yes, they are very liable to die young, but they are producing it. One, they are letting it come to Africa. The number of smokers in Africa is annoyingly, it is too much, it is annoying. Because when I wonder, smokers, like, is it our government that is making, because they are making so much money from it, producing it, making sure people smoke. A puff of cigarette, that smoke, when you puff it out, it can stay for up to 8 minutes. On a traffic lane now, if one person puffs just one cigarette, it will stay there for a long period of time. It can travel many kilometers. It does not leave the atmosphere easily. It stays for a long time. So not to now, compared with how long it will stay in your lungs, it will stay there for a long period of time, damaging you, giving damaging effects. And about the how you get addicted to nicotine, But now they've seen that, a little tamo, cigarette is not selling because they want to move it away from the market now, you know. Now they want to encourage people to now patronize marijuana. Marijuana now, in the drug format, we know it has health benefit, but now they want to do. Let's say cigarette now, we give birth to lung cancer. Lung cancer will be cured by Oyibo Abi. They are making money from that. And when you cancer, we've read books, I've read articles, I've watched videos that cancer can be cured. And I've even read Yoruba out and so that I know it's different like cancer. They can cause jejere and jejere lomankwe. They can easily cause it. It was very rare, but now it is everywhere. Cancer is everywhere. Tumor is everywhere. And those stuffs, they are now everywhere. We didn't used to have this. So now our health has been penetrated. So first, our health has been compromised by what we eat. Last week, we spoke about what we eat. About what we eat now, our health has been compromised through that. Ooh, the kind of rice we eat now, parboiled rice that has been stored for days. Now, even we've seen videos where they are making rice with plastic. Damn, and people are consuming it. And, you know, a lot of things are going on. If only Africa could make it sure that we prepare our food, our drugs, our medications. We depend on ourselves for all these things. So, and it will be good. So, but that Africa I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about the government. I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about the youth. We own the future. We control the future. We have access to the future. The future depends on us. It's on our shoulder. And the future of our children depends on what we do now. So if you sit down and sit still, man, you're going to be there. So I was discussing with people today, like my children, the way I raise my children, I'd be so surprised how my 7-year-old child would be at the farm, how my 8-year-old, I was inspired on Thursday. And that inspiration, yeah, goes to Ajokia Day. So my son will go to the farm. My son will learn leaves. My son will know what this is used for, what that is used for. Oh, mommy, I need exposure. We have exposure without this anyway, exposure. My son will use Atari, know how to use Atari, and so on and so forth. I don't call alligator pepper. I still don't understand why they call it alligator pepper. I do. We call it. So now, Africa, it is time to wake up. So the effect of colonialism is large and wide and big and deep. So, and it takes us to operate it and let it go back to where it came. So we know with the help of Olodumare and with your help, right? You working, doing what you have to do. We sure everything will be all right. So on this note, we'd like to bring this meeting to an adjournment. We'll adjourn the meeting to the next time. We'll be here again. Thank you for listening to us. To everybody watching us live on YouTube, we say a very big thank you. We're here because of you. You're our audience and you're very precious to us. To everybody listening to us right now on Twitter, on Instagram, on Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio, promoting Africa, promoting Africanism, promoting Pan-Africanism, promoting African growth, African dynamism, African roots. Thank you very much, Dudu Spray FM. A very big thank you to you. To every Dudu Spray out there, to every Dudu Pekin out there, we say a very big thank you. To every true African, we say a very big thank you. To everybody who has joined us on today's show, to you, Sci-Fi Legolua, for your contributions, we say a very big thank you. And to our wonderful Ajokia Day, we say a very big thank you too. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for giving to the world what you have. Thank you for giving to the future. We say a very big thank you. And to those that would like to donate to make this go forward, to make us come here every time, you can always send us our donation. It will be displayed as we speak. Kindly donate to us. With this, we can go far and wide and educate more people, open the eyes of many more people. So we really appreciate your donations, however they come in. And we say a very big thank you for that. So everybody who is donating to, we say a very big thank you. We love you and we love you very much. So today and next week, we'll be here again by 4 o'clock p.m. to talk on African Youth Parliament, on how we can improve Africa, on everything Africa. Once again, to Dudu Spree Media House, I say a very big thank you. I am your honorable host, Damai. Have a wonderful week. Yeah, you can call us. You can always call us on our line. You can always send us a text message on our line. This is displaying right now on your screen. You can see there. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, any inquiries, kindly beep us. If you have any comments, leave it down there on the comment section of our YouTube page. Follow us on YouTube, Dudu Spree FM. Follow us everywhere, Dudu Spree Official, rather. So follow us everywhere. We are everywhere. Yeah, just type Dudu Spree, you'll find us, Dudu Spree Official. And you can also download our app on the Play Store, the Google Play Store, Dudu Spray FM. You'll find us right there where you can listen to educative content 24/7, entertaining content, music, deep, inspiring music, and wonderful content, the Wake Up Call, and so many of that of its like. Thank you very much for joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend. Until next week, I am your honorable host, Damine. United we stand, united we stand. Divided we fall, should be you know.